We're heading to Tom's Court. We know that lots of people have had to go in there if they've got COVID, and we've had several South Australians contract it in the last week or so, and one of them is joining us now. Her name is Mima. Good morning, Mima. How's things in Tom's Court?
Oh, good morning. Had better days.
How are you feeling?
Had better days, yeah. Today, not too bad. Yesterday, I felt like I'd been hit by a bus, like really bad aching bones and all that sort of thing. But, you know, today's another day, so we just get on with it.
So you contracted it at the Tenafoot Winery. Do you know how you got it and who you got it from and where at the winery you contracted it?
Yeah, no, they, well, SA Health isn't real, like, forthcoming with that information, I'd say because of privacy and things like that. I think the only thing I did different to the rest of my family, who are currently still negative, was I just went to the ladies and I walked past a lady coming out sort of in the corridor, and yeah, that's the only thing I did different to anybody else that day. So I don't know if I contracted it then, because the rest of the time I was just sitting down at the table. So yeah.
Did you talk to the lady? I mean, if you think you contracted it from the lady, how did you think you actually got it?
Yeah, it's just airborne. It's just that's how easy it is to actually contract it. It's just an airborne virus.
And so
by quite close, like it was just a small corridor and sort of swapping, like she was coming out and I was going in. So, yeah.
So then if you got it from her and then you went back to the table, I presume you maybe been in the same car as those guys, but none of them have got it.
So far, so good. That was my concern as well, because on the Tuesday we sat in the car for 7 hours. Myself, my husband and my daughter, and I was really concerned for her because she has had pneumonia in the past, so I was like really worried about her. But so far they are all testing negative, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Mima, a day in the life in Tom's Court. How does the day start? Are you being tested a couple of times a day, or are you visited by medical staff, and what about meals and things?
There's no contact at all. You get an iPad, not an iPad, like a tablet, and you do all your obs and you're on the phone with the nurse. So that happens 4 times a day, every 4 hours.
Right.
Do a face-to-face call. They call it face-to-face, but it's just like a FaceTime phone call so they can actually see you. And every couple of days they might come up and just check your, they get you to just check your oxygen. It's more, I think, just that they can actually see you, that you're coping. Get a phone call from a doctor once a day. You get your food delivered at night. It's supposed to be between 5 and 6, but it never gets here till like 7:30. And, you know, you're waiting for it all day and then you get your meals and they're really crap. So forward to all day is your food, and then you get it and you go, what am I eating today?
No. And how sick have you felt?
Like a really, really bad flu. I sort of came in here thinking, yep, I'm gonna, you know, do some exercising and keep myself active. I haven't really been able to do much because the bones just are really, really aching. So you're sort of restricted in what you can do. So I try and do a bit of stretching and stuff a couple of times a day just to, there's not much you can do. I feel like if I had any underlying conditions, I can imagine that it would be really bad, because you can feel your chest is constricted, your breathing's shallow. So it is pretty scary.
Okay. Have you been vaccinated?
My husband and I booked in on Monday. We didn't get into August, but it was just funny that we just sort of talked about it and decided we were going to do it, and then got the phone call Monday night from the guys from Tenafoot Creek And we sort of looked at each other and went, are you kidding? So we have booked in, but yeah, obviously at this stage we haven't been.
All right. Well, good luck, Mima. Hopefully you start feeling better soon, and hopefully you get rid of this virus in the next week or so, and you can hopefully go back to living a normal life.
Hopefully, and get back to the family. I'm just hoping they don't contract it, now.
Yeah.
They've been 6 days already in isolation, and then they would have to do another 14 if they came over here. So, yeah, let's hope that they just stay over there.
Now, Mima, let's hope that the food people are listening this morning. If you could put in a request for dinner tonight, what would you like?
Oh, look, just something edible. You don't want curry and stuff like that. You want just like some pumpkin soup or, some fresh veggies,
All right. Tom's Court, if you're listening, help Mima out with a nice meal, please.
My sister.
Get on you, Mima.
Off yesterday, so.
Oh, no.
All right, thanks.
Thanks
guys.
For talking to us. Thanks so much. Mima. There you go.
Thanks,
Mima. Mima, who's locked away in Tom's Court. Doesn't sound nice, Roy.
I think the chef just copped a spray.